Blog Talk Radio.
If there's a cure for this, I don't want.
the icon himself.
But definitely.
Andre Mizrahi.
What is going on, America? We are back on air, and we are Monday after the collection. Wow, what an evening. I could just imagine what everybody is going to be calling in, all kind of drama. I could just imagine. But before we go here, why the hell I'm in front of Jack House and with some of my kids? It's like, I'm curious. They want to come downstairs because I'm on the radio or whatever. Coming downstairs, yeah, so I guess. But they had cups in their hands. Some of them had juice. One had liquor. One had liquor. House's wife, giving her the only mess. It's in front of me. I don't know. They already banned his name. He don't have any form. It's one of my fourth women. That just tells you, if you're going to drink, drink in your house, not just outside. Because if it becomes in the cup, they won't serve. Getting sick and sick. But that's better than jail. So that's what's going on over there. So hopefully he'll be fine and never will drink outside again. Now, when it comes to some people this weekend, they should not drink at all, baby. When I mean some of them was carrying with the drinking, it was a fool with this weekend. But this whole weekend was real, real cute and tangy plus. Well, I'm on the radio right now, and one of my kid, after he gets his ticket, he's over here tagging because they give him a ticket. I bet you he won't drink outside no more. So, oh well, wow, that is so. The ticket is only $10, so you get a $10 ticket for drinking. Now, that is funny. I never in my life seen a $10 ticket for drinking. Wow. Yeah, you should pay for that ASAP, $10. $10 for drinking. And they gave you a cup, man? And they said you could drink? Because you already got the ticket, so I guess that is a fool. You would think they would make him at least throw the drink away. They'd give you the ticket in New York City and then said you can drink it. That is too much. Like, I never, ever understood nothing like that. Okay, he's like, I'm going to give you a ticket for drinking outside. But since you already have this ticket, I guess you can finish your drink now. Go off. Courtesy. Courtesy cops. Yeah, you would call that courtesy cops. Wow, now that was funny. Well, okay. Well, he got his $10 ticket, which that's bad. You couldn't. $10, because I thought it was going to be $50 or $100. But $10 ticket is not bad. And then you get your cut back after you get your ticket. Now, that is legendary. What the hell? And the cops was real bad. Well, what was the Chinese cop doing to you? He told you to get up. Tell you to get out. Tell you to sit down. Tell you to get out. Oh, he thought you, oh. Because the cop was really, really carrying. Well, anyway, I already know today is going to be a mess. People is gagging this whole weekend because Ginger Mizrahi is the $5,000 femme figure winner for many reasons. I guess they just felt that she don't deserve it. But regardless who wins what, welcome to the $5,000 club, Ginger Mizrahi. Period. What the girls say, you have won it. It was not rigged. Whoever voted for you, that's it. Whoever don't like it, just go to the next ball and walk. And you know, everybody's not going to like any winner that win anything. Now let's go to Pampers. Congratulations, Pampers, the first $5,000 schoolboy winner. And if you put both of them together, they both come from Atlanta, Georgia. How you doing? So, Atlanta, Georgia took the $10,000 straight back home. I know that's right. So, they definitely took the money home. It was really, really a phenomenal crowd. It was really a phenomenal ball to me. All the money was given out. I think two categories was just left or whatever. But it was a great, 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 great night to me. And then we went to Sunday. I always like a rumble ball after a major ball, because the attention for a major ball you don't have tension for the Rumble, so they can play. Now, they played, like, they vogued down. Like, some of the fence leaders vogued down better at the Rumble than they vogued for the 5,000. Yep. And then there was a little altercation. I know people probably want to get into that with the altercation, with Christina and Ginger with the pulling of the hair or whatever that situation is. So, probably know how that goes. But the bottom line is, the category finished. Jasmine gave out all her money, like she always do. You're not going to like everybody who wins a category, but you can't do nothing about that. That's under their belt. That's something that they have. You move and you try to see if you can be one of the next ones. Let's see who will be the $10,000 first winner ever in ballroom history. How about that? Since everybody, you know, and this is what I give. Everybody know how to vogue down, but when it comes to the money, people are scared. We need old way people. We need women. We need butches. We need new way. We need vogue femme, dramatics. Everybody that needs to vogue, if your voguing is that phenomenal, and you don't even, it's not like the average vogue either. It's rules. It's colors. It's numbers. So definitely you should get a spot because anybody can use $10,000, and it might be your dream or your day, especially to think about it. You're doing something that you love to do, and then to do that and win, that'll be a blessing. So everybody definitely needs to get their spots, and it's already 20 spots taken, and I'm only going to 50. So I'm letting y'all know. And five spots already was taken today. That was gagging, like everybody was calling for spots. I guess they've seen the flyers at the ball or whatever. Everybody's calling for spots. So if you don't have your spot, I'm sorry, I can't add too many people, because if I add too many people, it ain't going to be enough time to finish the ball with the rest of the categories and all the rest of that. And it's not judged the same way as a regular ball and all the rest of that. So I'm just letting everybody know, get your spots and get your spots fast and well, because that's the only way you'll be voguing for that $10,000. Comprendo? Got it? Good. So, I just want everybody to get their spots real fast, because that's the only way you can get your spots. Now, before we go into all the rest of the drama, I know Mother is definitely hoarse because it was a weekend of a bunch of Mizrahis, over 100 Mizrahis in one city of New York City. So we had meetings, we had enjoyed. I loved all my kids. We enjoyed ourselves this weekend. We really, really enjoyed ourselves. At the balls and at the meeting, we really had fun. I love the production that L.A. had and that D.C. had. It was over, so I can't wait until the next one. I thank all my house for coming down to New York City. We really enjoyed ourselves, and y'all went. I big ups to all the wins and the props for the ball in New York, the couture ball. I think y'all did a wonderful job, and I think y'all did a wonderful job yesterday just for the coming out and supporting like that in full. So, yeah, let's go straight to New York City to the host one, the legendary one, Kelly Mizrahi.
And put your hands together for the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh yeah, you are hoarse, but you don't sound that bad. I thought you were gonna sound worse than that.
Okay, right. This is what we're gonna do, right? I'm not gonna talk loud. I'm not gonna sit here tonight. I'm not gonna argue, and I'm not gonna read, and I'm not gonna go back and forth with people. But what I'm not going to have tonight, and this is gonna be my only warning to the girls in the chat room, I'm not going to have you read or disrespect my child in any type of way. When I block you tonight, your name will get blocked and your IP address will get blocked from the show indefinitely, so you will not be able to make a screen name again for Tens or Chops. Okay? So, y'all will want to keep it cute with reading my motherfucking child, and that's my only warning to you faggots in the fucking chat room. Dad, how you doing? I had a lovely motherfucking weekend, Andre. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, I had a lovely weekend this weekend, honey. It was everything I got in my life.
I know that's right.
Yes, I had my motherfucking life, honey. I got my fucking L-I-F-E, honey. But since we're here, Switchboard, I don't want to waste no time. I don't want to stop doing nothing I'm doing. So, Switchboard, can you please call Jennifer and get her up on the line? Because I don't want to stop with nothing. I just want to go straight into everything because it's going to be a fucking nasty show. The girls are already hitting me up, talking about they can't get on the phone lines, and they're trying to get on the fucking phone lines.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, hold on. Let me, hold on. Hold on, I'm trying to get Jennifer on the phone line. So we can get this madness started right now, because the show is definitely going to be nasty. It's going to be hot. We're only 17 minutes into the show. We got 60 people in the chat room. The girls have been hitting me up since the first 3 minutes of the show. They can't even get on the phone lines. It's crazy. Hold on.
Somebody's going it down.
Hello.
Hello.
Where's she at?
I don't know who is that.
We're trying to get Jennifer on the phone line.
Girl.
Something is the matter with her phone. But she ain't answering the damn phone. Hold on. Go ahead and talk, Andre, while I figure out what's going on with her.
Well, baby, like I said, this weekend was definitely a weekend to be in New York City. I got to see all my old friends, and you get to have fun at the same time. And then I had the right to be with my family. My real sister was there. All of Ms. Rahi. I enjoyed myself this weekend. So it was definitely a new
hello
of history. Hey, Jenny.
Hey.
What is Josie?
Nothing. I'm chilling.
Okay. How did you like this weekend?
It was okay.
Okay.
It was okay.
Like any highlights or anything that you would
It was a lot of singe cleanses, you know.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I love the animalistic category, the runway category. Was
oh, yeah.
Piece.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That performance category was too much, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It was too much for me.
What was too much about the category for you?
Huh?
What was too much about the category for you?
All that fighting and all that stuff, it made no sense.
Actually, fighting don't make sense.
It doesn't.
But what would you do if one touched you first? I guess you're going to touch them back, right?
But no, that's, I mean...
No. Hold on, let me take my earring on. Because I sat and I reviewed the tapes because I didn't see what was going on.
Ginger attacked her first.
Ginger did not attack her first.
Yes, he did. I was
first
right...
First of all...
No, I'm not
going to
argue. I'm talking about my point of view, what I saw, and I just thought that...
Well, you go ahead. Go ahead. Say your point of view.
I just thought that the whole fighting attributes of it and everybody laughing about her, you know, getting attacked, I just didn't respect that. Other than that, it was fine.
Now, I was just on Sujan and Kim Prada's show, and I just discussed this with them on the other show. Since everybody in the ballroom scene is blind. Okay, if Christina, it was a whole bunch of incidents all night long when the girls was pinning their hands on each other and the girls continued to vogue on. Ginger pushed Christina the same thing Deja does to the girls, give them a kiss and then push them back and then goes into a dip. Same thing Deja does for years. It wasn't a problem. Christina continued to vogue. Christina then went into a dip after that, and as she came up from her dip, since no one's seen it, came up pulling Ginger's dress from her dress to pulling her wig, tried to pull her wig off since no one seen it, and was snatching her by her wig since no one seen it. And that's when Ginger turned around and Ginger did exactly what Ginger did. It's a difference when you're voguing and y'all pull each other wig and you let it go. Christina was still holding on to her wig. And that's when the incident escalated since no one seen it. But if you get Andre's DVD, it's clear as day on the DVD. So
hello?
So now everybody's not going to sit here and try to make Ginger out to be the bad person in this situation. If Christina felt that Ginger pushed her and it was unfair, she should have stopped voguing and sent something to the commentators, and we would have eliminated Ginger. Christina continued to vogue. So it wasn't a problem. Hello?
I'm here.
Hold on. This weekend, press
hello.
One. Yes.
Yeah, this whole weekend, I mean, this whole...
Are y'all hearing me? Because I'm not hearing y'all at all, period.
Yes, we hear you.
But I can't... I wasn't hearing anything that you were saying. I just heard the ending of what you said, but I'm just... That was my only part. I was just disgusted by that whole thing. And then for people to be laughing at her and all that, I just thought it was wrong.
Well, I feel it was wrong, too. I mean, I feel like, but I don't know who fault it was. I didn't blame it. I just didn't like what happened. But at the same time, you know, it comes with the territory. The ballroom scene, they are fine when they're winning something. When they're losing, some of us are losers and can't take the bitter part of losing. So that's when the art starts coming in of the grabbing of the hair, of the pushing, of the slapping, or whatever they got to do to make you look embarrassed for your category. And that's when a lot of that comes in. And like I said,
but
I'm not...
we all know we've sat and watched Christina Vogue for years. We
I'm
all
not
know
even
that...
talking
about...
No,
I'm just saying she's not
no
a shit starter.
Agreed.
She,
and I'm going to say the same thing. Every time I've seen Ginger Vogue, she don't start with nobody. She Vogue dramatically, but I ain't never see her push bitches because I stop them if I feel like they're doing stuff like that. That lady in her whole career never pushed nobody, never slapped nobody, never pulled nobody here like that. Not voguing. Now, don't get me wrong. Other than voguing, I might have caught her in a few altercations that I did not like. But when it came to voguing, Ginger was never one of them to fight either. And I didn't see her vogue as many years as I've seen Christina, but I've seen her vogue for the last 2-3 years. And in 2-3 years... I've seen arguments, but I never seen her fighting no one or grabbing here and all the rest of that. Not when it comes to her voguing. Anything else?
Hello?
That's what I can't really say who fought it is because I didn't see the beginning or anything. But 80% of the people is calling me saying they've seen the tape now, and Christina started this. So the whole bottom line is it's over with, let it go. It is not that serious. They didn't end up into no altercation. She didn't get nobody got jumped. Nobody got fought like that. They both fought each other here, and that basically was the end of it. Everybody was. It wasn't like they had one big cat fight. I've seen bitches get punched under a table, and it didn't even seem. It wasn't that much altercation like it is today with the pulling of the hair. And that's first.
Well, if you're on the phone line and you definitely want to chime in, definitely feel free to press 1. and you could definitely chime in with us. I'm not going to do a whole lot of talking tonight. I'm going to be here, and I'll voice my opinion from time to time on the situation. But I can't do a whole bunch of talking. So, bitch, press 1 if you want a phone line or you want to talk. Because I know it's some girls on the phone line.
And another thing
that was also being speculated and that was around was that butch queens couldn't walk this category and put on a wig and walk this category.
Hold on, Andre. Okay.
And because I clarified this on Kim and them show, Ginger is not a butch queen. Ginger is a butch queen in drags. She's Atlanta's drags performance of the year. The only two butch queens that got out of drags, in and out of drags, that was allowed to walk this category was Ginger and Ricky Allure, because they are known for this category. If you was not a known butch queen in drags for Vogan, you could not walk this category. So let's stop that speculation with the girls. Go ahead, Andre.
Yeah, that's basically what I was going to say. So, first of all, that just comes with the bitter queens that never thought that Ginger had a chance ever of winning this money. Now they're gagging in the name of Jerusalem that Ginger won. So now, oh, it's shade because Ginger won because she's a butch queen. Like you said, Ginger was walking up in drag before she was walking as a butch queen. Then she switched over. Then she went back. And she is of the year 2 times in Atlanta, Georgia, for up and drags performance. So whoever, and if you really want to get technical, the category said femme figure performance. That means a girl. That means a boy that wears girls' clothing. That means a femme queen. Or a new woman, that all of them that wears women's clothes had the right to walk that category. So if anybody's saying anything, that's because they bitter and cannot take. And that's the bottom line.
No one is there. Is there?
It's
hello?
So you can hear me, Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so sad that regardless who wins these days, everybody always got something to fucking say. If it would have been a regular category that was with a trophy and $100, oh, nobody gives a fuck. Now suddenly with the $5,000, it's like if it's a girl that's going to win that no one expects to win, let's read the shit out of them. Oh, humbug, go eat rotten eggs, bitch, and blow the fuck off. Come on now. This is a ballroom scene. I keep telling everybody this, from my kids to anybody else's kids. You don't know who's going to ever win the next ball. So if you don't come with the spirit of competing and don't worry about winning or losing, you'll be fine. If you're a sore loser, give the fucking ballroom up. Find a new application for a new game, bitch, because this one, you're not playing right.
Ciao. I don't know.
Ginger won, fair and square. Next ball, $10,000. Whoever felt that they could win, win over her then, bitch. You never know who the fuck gonna win that. So if a girl come out, and win the 10 G's, then y'all gonna read her. That's what y'all gonna do because it ain't one of the girls y'all want to win. Fight bricks to eat Cadillacs, honey. You don't know who's going to win what these days. Period. So.
Baby.
You never know who the fuck will win that. So if a girl come out and win the 10 G's, then y'all going to read her? That's what y'all going to do because it ain't one of the girls y'all want.
Hello?
Hello? Fight bricks to eat Cadillacs, honey. You don't know who's going to win what these days. So.
Baby.
You never know who the fuck will win that. So, I can't hear nothing.
That's how my phone is sounding too.
You said what?
That's how the phone that I'm, the phone is sounding like that also, like it's just going in and out.
Yeah. Switchboard, is everything okay? Give me a sign, switchboard. Some of you kids.
Why's your phone ever
I don't know why. It ain't my phone.
It's not. It's that whatever phone. Who called me?
Which boy?
Oh.
Yeah, because it ain't my phone. Because I'm not in the echo in place. Why's all these lights on, man?
Oh, it's problems. It's problems.
So are we live or no?
Yes, we are live.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's the bottom line. So in a minute, anybody can call and give their opinion on whatever they want to give their opinion on. But the bottom line is the ballroom is a competition. A competition means you come there to compete to see who's the best at that time. Regardless if you don't feel that that person is the best, that person won that category, that cash, that's the end of that. Taking up the next function. That's how competitions go. You never know who's going to win. Don't know who's going to lose.
Hello. Jennifer.
I'm here.
Andre.
See, that's what's happening. Mine's just going in and out also. Now I'm here, Andre's not.
Blog Talk is going through our problems right now. The reception. Is Andre back yet? Andre? Hello?
I'm here.
I'm waiting for Andre. Switchboard, can you please take if you can hear me, switchboard, can you please play some music while we fix this problem? Everybody in the chat room and everybody that's on the phone lines, just bear with us while we take and fix the problem, try to rectify this problem. Jennifer, you there?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, the numbers are crazy tonight, but I don't know if we're going to be able to do this, honey, because of the problem, we have all these problems, honey, so. We're trying to get it together. Jenny, so what else you liked about the ball? Jennifer? Hello? Hello? Hello?
I'm here, hello.
Hear
I can hear
yes.
you now.
You can hear me now because what the fuck? This is working me. Oh, my God. Switchboard, can I please have some callers?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on. I'm with... I'm trying to see what the fuck is going on.
Andre, did I hear you there?
No.
Mm-mm. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes, to everybody that's in the chat room, to everybody that's on the phone lines, y'all can sit and chat and talk. At 12 o'clock, we're going to reset Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to come back at 12 o'clock, and we're going to try to do the show then, so y'all can all sit and talk. But at 12 o'clock, everybody that's in the chat room, everybody that's on the phone lines must hang up so we can reset the system, and if it works, then we'll do the show. If not, then we'll see y'all tomorrow. But at 12 o'clock, we got to reset. Okay, so y'all can talk and chat until 12. But at 12, everybody must clear the chat room. Everybody must clear the phone lines so we can try to rectify this problem. So, Jennifer, you can hang up, and we'll call you back at 12.
Okay.
Okay, bye.